Supposedly it's supposed to go right to the phone.
That's fine. Okay. So the recording's on. This is the Board Lister hearings. What we'll do is we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves. Then you'll have 15 minutes to state why you think the value should change and what the value should be. The board will deliberate, come up with a decision, and then they will mail you that decision within 14 days of the close of the hearings.
Okay.
So.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barris.
All right. You have your 15 minutes. Oh, state your name, please.
Andrew Stallings. I'm at 330 Village Drive in Colchester. I think my argument's pretty brief. The home was appraised about a year ago at 515. And I understand that, you know, that was a year ago and things change, but also going through the assessments for our neighborhood, on average, the assessments increased by about 104 to 105%. Ours increased by about 114%. So if you put 105% on our previous assessment, it lands it a little over 520,000. So that's a bit over what it assessed for about a year ago. So I think an assessment in the range of 520 to 525 is probably more fair than the 544,000 that it was assessed at. The other observation was the VGSI assessment. And I don't know how exactly their characterization of the house tied to the value, but they had listed our bathrooms as average, which made sense. They listed our kitchen as modern, which I wish we had a modern kitchen. So I think that was also a mischaracterization from VGSI that may have resulted in the appraisal being what it was, higher than what I think it should be. That's about all I had to argue. I sent a full copy of the appraisal from last year. It was attached when I set up the meeting, and this is not a full copy, but a partial copy. If you wanted to look at it yourselves, you're welcome to take this version.
Just a quick question. Have you done any improvements to the house since you've owned it?
Mostly just paint. What you can see in there is that we ended up paying over original asking, so a lot of the money we had allocated for improvements ended up just being
a bit more.
Yeah, exactly. So nothing of that significant. We got a new refrigerator too, painted. Otherwise, that's all I can think of.
And these pictures are accurate, what's actually there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kate Shumlin Fraser.
Mm-hmm. So is this from when you bought it?
Yeah.
So it appraised at 515.
Mm-hmm.
And you paid 562.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it was listed at 550, and we were moving from out of state and had our house under contract to be sold in Maryland, and so the clock was kind of ticking, and it was competitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we have is that fair market value is the standard on April 1st, 2026 for what assessments should be. And fair market value is what someone's willing to pay and what mm-hmm. someone's willing to sell for in a competitive market.
Mm-hmm.
The competitive market we have right now is a little reprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
So, just got to state for the record.
Is it truly fair market if it's a bidding war. I mean, I don't,
if you know more than me, but if that's what's happening for the majority of properties that are selling, you know, if that's the market, if you only have 20 properties on the market and you've got 50 buyers or 100 buyers, then that's the market. And that's what we've been dealing with for the last couple of years.
More than the last couple. It's been very challenging.
We have more inventory now than we had, and the higher interest rates have slowed things down a little bit, but it hasn't reduced the values at all. So that's kind of,
it's a conundrum.
And if you read the definitions of fair market value, you know, the purchase price doesn't necessarily mean fair market value. It's an indicator of value, you know, and when you have two appraisers, you're going to have two different values, right? If they're within, IAAO standards are within 10% of two appraisers. So it'd be $50,000 for $500,000 property, you know. So if we're within that range, and we are, that's a good indicator as well, a fair market value. So those are things that we look at as being, is this fair? You know, you paid, of course it was a bidding war, but what you paid for it, what their appraisal is, and what our appraisal is, somewhere in between. That's how we would look at it. Yeah. That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But then why is our house the outlier? If every other house hasn't been sold in a while in our neighborhood, why are we the outlier? Not
as far as percentage increase.
Back up there.
Yeah, well.
Assessments, but,
well, again,
you know, we're clearly an outlier.
Yeah, and it could be that the old assessment was low. Could be that, you know, that there was something that was, when they did the inspection, they found, like, you know, a shed or something else, that finished basement that maybe wasn't on the old assessment. There could be many reasons why. So I don't like to look at old to new ratios for all properties. I look at it on a 10,000 foot level and look where, you know, there's outliers on either end. When I do look at old to new ratios, but within the neighborhood, you could have one that goes up 120% and one only goes up 0.95%, you know. And that could be something to do with renovations that weren't picked up, that are picked up now. It could be any number of reasons. So.
Okay.
The good news is the tax rate is going to be about 1.3 for municipal and education combined. So we could figure out what that increase is over what you were told from last year's tax rate by applying the new tax rate to the assessment.
Okay.
And that's just an estimate. We don't know what the state education rate is. It hasn't come out yet. I think I saw on one of the forums, the group of forums that are part of the state tax programs, that they're going to put out the state tax rate next week. You know, so that'll give us a better indicator of what it would be, but.
Yeah, I just, you know, do with it what you will. Just figured I'd come and have a conversation.
No, it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it.
You got a lot of these to do, so I'll, you know.
Did you want your appraisal back? Is that your only copy?
No, I mean, I have an electronic copy.
You have a copy.
He does too, so he can have it. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks for your time.
Oh, and you'll tell him.
Yep.
We're going to deliberate.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, sorry. We're going to deliberate, come to a decision, and you'll get a notice from us within 14 days of the close of the hearings. We're looking to close the hearings on July 8th. So before, within 14 days after July 8th.
Okay.
But the turnaround is about a week.
All right.
So you should get way before that, probably a week to 2 weeks.
All right.
Okay.
And your recourse is to go to the Board of Civil Authority with another appeal.
Okay. Well, I think this is the last appeal I have in me because I talked to VG's and SI too already.
Oh.
But yeah, you know, it is what it is. you know,
thought it was. Well, welcome to Vermont.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's great.
Good.
We love it here.
Good.
And, you know, we got the place and we didn't even know buying it that we were 15 minutes from a beach, you know. It's, I mean, we knew the lake was there, but I didn't really know about, like, it had actual, you know, sandy beaches on it and things like that. Yeah, so we're pretty happy with it.
And for Vermont, Colchester's is one of the best towns.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. All right.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.